Welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. Good morning, and we are not going to waste time today. It seems like the State versus Range Rover Oil One case started a little early with the bail hearing today. So we, without further ado, let's go.
Effectively represent our clients in proceedings of this nature. So all of us, whether it is the state, we are not parties to these proceedings, and we are representing our principals, my colleague for the state representing the prosecutor general, and the defense counsel, the accused persons. Of course, in matters of this kind, there may be frustration with matters with the logistical setup and many other things, and at some point it may become hot, so to say. Your worship, this morning, as legal practitioners, and because we want to finish this bail application and not to delay it, we engaged ourselves and committed ourselves to see that we move fast and we conduct this proceeding in a most dignified manner. In the interest of justice, our clients, those of us who are legal practitioners, and the state represented by the public prosecutors. In that way, we will seek your worship to ensure that we move as fast as possible, and but without sacrificing the necessity of us to be effective in representing our principals, the prosecutor general and our clients. That being said, Your Worship, we will do our best to make the proceedings fair and dignified, Your Worship, in the interest of the proceedings, our clients and the state. And I'm speaking on behalf of my colleagues and all of these councils, both for the state. We have fought battles for years and years, and Your Worship, we have been in this court. So we will seek to move fast, and despite frustration here and there, to see to it that we complete this bail application. Your Worship, it's a commitment we make to you.
That is in order.
Yeah.
The court also, you would know that in terms of the court sitting when dealing with bail application, the court have a responsibility, and that is the responsibility to ensure that there is a proper inquiry, not only an inquiry, but proper inquiry to do justice to the issue the court is called upon to do. Therefore, the court must also ensure that the proceedings are proper, the inquiry is proper, and that the court has a duty to deal with those issues it's required to do. So we can then proceed.
If it pleases the court.
Mr. Elindi, yesterday I was busy with a statement of Equat Trading. Do you recall that? I just want to inform you to get to the bank statement of Equat Trading. Now, I want you to start on page, Your Worship, I'm referring to the Equus Trading Bank statement, that is account number 800-654-823. Is the court with me?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Mr. Elindi, I want you to, on the first page, the transactions that starts from the 1st of January 2022 to the 29th of January 2022. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. I want to ask you to refer me to any single payment that came from Enercon Namibia Pty Limited into that account of Echo Trading on that first page.
Would it not be better, Your Worship, seeing that what my colleagues seek is a factual confirmation whether there was a payment from Enercon to ECO? Is it not perhaps fair for my colleague rather to ask a witness whether there is any transaction described in the name of Enercon? Why I'm saying that, Your Worship, is that the only way you can perhaps infer that the payment is from a particular party is by description, but that is not exclusive. A payment could be, for instance, why I'm saying that if you look at the 16th of April, transaction 107, Your Worship, is the court with me?
Yes.
You see that fuel PMT, I don't want to read something else that is not written, and you will see that there is a payment of 2 million. So in other words, is it not rather fair for my colleague to ask for payment described in the statement as opposed to say where ECO and ECO paid as a fact, because it, in my view, the a description is not conclusive. I don't know whether, I'm not objecting, I'm just trying to to be fair, to simply ask the witness, can you show me a payment which is referenced or described as Enercon? Then he's fine, because he doesn't seek to suggest that always a payment must carry the name of what of Enercon.
Yes, I understand you. I think
Your Worship, before I answer, I just want to correct myself. It's not 1 January, it's 1 April 2022.
What?
I said 1 January, but it's 1 April.
The date.
Yes, the date.
Okay.
Now, Your Worship, I would not want to put the question that way, because if Your Worship have regard to page 4 of that document, transaction of 19 July 2022, transaction code 107, in the description it specifically says Enercon Namibia Fuel PMT. So I would not want to restrict my question to say just because it says fuel payment of 2 million, the one that is being suggested on the 16th of April, that it necessarily came from Enercon. That is, the descriptions are what they are. They describe what the payment was from.
I understand your question and I understand Mr. Namanje's concerns. Yes. However, I am going to allow your question as you put it to the witness.
Yes. Thank you. I'm indebted, Your Worship. Yes. Can yes?
Can you answer? No. Just to, I wouldn't be remembering all this transaction, because I don't deal with transaction at my position as a chairperson. Generally, I have the accountant that does. But as I said, it's not going to be easy for us when transaction comes in like this one written on the 29th, for example, of April 2022. It's also saying fuel payment. Whether it came from Enercon, banks sometimes make those transactions, those entry like that.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. We commit to bring you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 1.5 kg real good frozen mixed chicken portions for only $74.99. And 2 kg Right brand white sugar, $39.99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 20 July 2025. Only at ShopRite.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without.
From where, for example, this entry on the 29th of April 2022, where is it coming from? That's the issue. But there is nothing describing Enercon.
Thank you. That was not what I asked you. Let's go to the second page of that document. Transaction that starts from 29th of April 2022. To 30 May 2022.
starting from?
29 April 2022 to 30 May 2022.
Yes.
I want you to take your time, you go through those transactions to and tell us if there was any payment with a description Enercon Namibia into Echo Trading's account.
Very specific, but as I said, I also want just to explain one context. The period March from February, March, that's the period that government, for example, closed their books for payment. You would see that payment only, for example, start coming up after that. But yeah, for purpose of your question, no.
Mr. Alindi, I would appreciate if you answer my questions the way I asked them, because if you give a lot... Okay, no, yes.
Your worship, but the witness is entitled to give context to any answer he's giving. He cannot be muzzled. So I don't want my client to... because I have no record of my client having been in court prior to this bail application to think it's not his constitutional right when asked a question to give context to his answer. So he's entitled to say, yes, this is what, but my explanation is this way, Your Worship.
Yes, the question has been answered. Yes, sir. Yes, answer the question, then we move on.
Mr. Elindi, on page 3, of that document, still on the bank statement of Echo Trading, I want to take you to 8 July, transaction 107. Do you see that? In the description it says Enercon Namibia, and the credit balance is 200,000.
Page?
Page 3, Your Worship.
What
is the date? 8 July 2022.
Transaction 107?
Yes. 200,000. Do you see that?
Yes.
So this one is very exact, that the amount of 200,000 came from Enercon. You agree with me?
Yes.
And the other amounts, as it was being suggested, the amount of 2 million on the first page, those ones don't say where they came from. It just says fuel payment. You agree?
Yes, but it doesn't preclude that it might have come from Enercon. So it all needs to be verified through the correct banking mechanism.
But for the purposes of now, we are dealing with the descriptions as they are on the document, not what you think, but I'm interrogating the document with you. So it's only that on page 3, it's only that amount of 200,000 that shows that the money came from Enercon. Are we in agreement?
Yes. All
right. Now, let's proceed to page 4 of that document. Do you see that on the 19th of July, transaction code 107, Enercon Namibia fuel payment in the credit balance, 9.5 million. Do you see that?
9.5?
Yes.
Why?
Page 4.
Yes.
And it's very specific, Enercon Namibia fuel payment. You are in agreement?
Yes.
And then further going down on that document, we do not see any other payment that came from Enercon Namibia to Echo Trading. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
And in fact, If we proceed to page number 5 of that document, the only other amount that comes to that account of Eco Trading from Enerco Namibia is the 17th of August 2022 transaction number 107.
1 million.
And then again, no other amount comes from Enercon into that account on that page 5. You can take your time and look at it.
Yes.
So there is none. You are in agreement.
I'm not seeing any.
All right. Now let's proceed to the next page. That is page 6. On page 6, from the date of the 1st of November 2022 to the 31st of December 2022.
Can you repeat?
Your Worship, 1 November 2022 to 31 December 2022.
Yeah.
Again, we do not see any amount of money that was paid from Enercon into Eco Trading. Look at the document and tell me if you see any on that on page 6.
No. That's correct.
In fact, even on the last page, page 7 of that document, the transaction of 31 December only, again, we do not see any amount of money coming from Enercon to Eco Trading. You agree?
Yes.
So you are saying you were paying for fuel being supplied to you by Eco Trading. But on this document, it's only two transactions. Let me just verify. The court can just bear with me, Your Worship.
Take your time.
Yes. In fact, it's only two transactions that shows that Eco Trading was receiving money from Enercon for fuel payments, as you are saying, and I'll direct you to those payments. It's the payment of 8 July 2022, an amount of 200,000, and thereafter 9.5 million paid on 17 July 2022. Only two. You are in agreement on this bank statement that we have. Only two.
What is your answer?
Yes.
So, in fact, when the amount of 200,000 was paid, let me direct you to that amount on page 3, the date of 8 July. At that time, there was only $596.74, the balance in that account. So, if you are saying you were in regular business with Eco Trading and you were paying money.
With respect, Your Worship, my client never said, he said, since 2017 or 18, Enercon has been in business with Eco. He never used that they have been in regular. That is my colleague introducing a word for a narrative to say, because you said regular, one would have expected on this partial bank statement to be regular payment. My colleague must not start panel beating and amending my client's testimony to suit a particular. My client said, yes, there was a relationship, but he never said regular. He never said that, Your Worship.
Counsel?
Well, it's up to him to answer, not for Mr. Namandi
but
to answer.
The word you use, he's only saying the word used regular. Yes.
Well, I'll
can you just rephrase your...
Yes.
Yes.
Although reluctantly so, but I'll do so. Yes. So, sir, you were in business with Echo,
Your Worship. Yes. When proceedings commenced, and you see exactly, we made an undertaking that we will respect the decorum of the court. But when a officer of this court says, although reluctantly, and when another officer rises to call this court to order, my colleague makes suggestive statements as he sits down. Surely, Your Worship, we are not upholding that undertaking we made to you. Yes. And we should be called to order.
Yes. Can we, yes, counsel? Please, we have made an undertaking.
Yes.
Can you, yes, can you just rephrase?
Yes, I'll rephrase. Yes. Were you in business with Echo Trading?
Yes.
And what explanation do you give that, or rather, let me ask a different question. On how regularly would you pay for fuel to Echo Trading?
You see, the business of fuel supply has many, I would say that is conducted in many ways, depending on the company that is supplying. The best evidence to show it's probably is the purchase order. It would have been good if this bank statement and other avenue were, I mean, if it would have been better if we had delivery notes and other instruments that are used within the process. That's why sometimes just concentrating on this statement might not give you a full picture.
Yes, but Mr. Lindy, my question was, how regularly were you doing payments to Echo Trading for fuel supply? But you went on to give me a lengthy explanation. I'm asking you how regularly. That is my question. That's what I want to hear from you.
From time to time, yes.
During 2022, and I'll be specific, from January of 2022 to December, if you have a recollection, how many times did you pay for fuel to Echo Trading?
I don't remember. I was a chairperson. I wasn't heading operations.
Okay, so on 19 July, when amount of 9.5 million is paid into Echo Trading's account from Enercon, I just want you to go to page 4. Let's start with page 4 of that bank statement.
Is it Echo Trading?
Yes, Echo Trading's bank statement. Do you... realize or notice that there are...
Kuna enda to dirife duu, ti dirife onda doya ShopRite. Otoripa kamo, oku kwetera enda to do taduwa palere, e mungwe doye. Gashu, okirokrama imwe yoku kwa yo real good chicken. Oina shike doro milongo heari nane, ifringa yu nwoyi, ne senda diro nwoyi. Okirokrama dirimbali, dosuka itoka yo rye brand, kedora shike diro milongo da kuno nwoyi, ifringa yu nwoyi, ne senda diro nwoyi. Atike, inofuti kwa shi hapu, shi dirife onda doya ShopRite. Enda dwedi, odiriko fioma fiko mirongo bali, ajuli, oko shopra etakuke.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa Eva, tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe.
823.
Can you get maybe the statement for 823?
Yes.
Just take your time. Take your time.
Yes.
Do you realize that on the 20th of August, only in respect of that account, there are about 13 debit transactions? If you count them, I can count them with you. Perhaps you reach at a different amount.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you that when the amount of 9.5 million got into that account, there are about 13 debit transactions from that account.
Yes.
And of those amounts, I'm interested in the amount of 1,470,000. Do you see that?
Is it at the same page where the
Yes, on the same page. Just after, on the date is 20 July, transaction number 155.
Yes.
And there is a bank statement, there will be evidence led in this court that shows that that amount of 1,470,000 was paid to Quality Meat.
Your question.
That question was already asked yesterday. And my client even said three times, those things of Quality Meat, whatever, I did not even know. Your worship, is it really helpful for my colleague? First of all, there is no charge against my client in relation to such an amount. Secondly, the witness has already proffered an explanation that, yes, I see those and I have nothing to do with them. All my company, our company did is to pay. Why are we retaining it and just say that, can you see that payment I put it to you was paid to Quality Meat? That was already asked yesterday, your worship, honestly. Why are we being repetitive?
Advocate Lilunga?
Well, your worship, I'm trying to establish something. If he can answer it, I didn't ask it three times. He can answer it still today. There are questions that were actually asked by Mr. Namanje, by the witness, when he was leading him. We objected, and he said he laid a basis, and I'm laying a basis for what I'm trying to arrive at. So I do not see the unfairness in the question.
But if it was asked already, why don't you then just go to the point you are making?
All right. Yes. So, Mr. Elindi, the point I'm making here is to say, this money from the 9.5 million was laundered. It was laundered when it was sent from that account to Quality Meat Supplies.
With due respect,
I'm not objecting. Your worship, why I'm sitting here is to keep an eye on what is being put to my client so that when I re-examine, I know what I'm doing. And when I cross-examine the state witnesses, I would have picture already of what the client is suggesting that amount, which had something to do with my colleague,
yes,
for the state, is, yes, suggesting to the accused person in the dock in reference to an amount in Echo Trading bank statement that it was laundered.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He must, because you need to meaningfully put a statement in the context of people facing different charges. Both the court and myself and everybody must know, what is he trying? Is he saying, does it include my client? Or is he telling my client for information's sake that it was laundered by Echo Trading, or does it include? He must be specific who did that. Just to say it was laundered. Now, what do I write in my notes for purposes of re-examination? Because I may be surprised later and say, but Mr. Namanje, you didn't re-examine your client. And then I will say, no, I thought he was just giving information. I thought the allegations were not directed at him. Your worship, you will then say, yeah, but it was very... He wouldn't have put it to you, to your client, if it has nothing to do with him. So he must be clear who did that, so that I know. What is he trying to say? Who did that? It's an offense. Be fair and complete.
Yes, I you are using the word complete. That is why I'm, because he was still putting his statement. So let's allow him to complete that part.
I will closely monitor.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Elimni, I'm saying that amount of 1,470,000, which Quality Meat received from Eco Trading, was being laundered. That's why it was sent to them.
Before my client answer, I do not want my client to answer to something that is unfair. Again, that is what I'm asking. My client is here in relation to the charges. My colleague cannot just make a statement with respect. And also, there is no general kind of a crime just called. This is an impressive kind of a word used for different offenses. At least for these purposes, is to suggest, is he suggesting that you were part or you laundered? Or is he trying to just tell my client somebody did? Why does he not want to commit himself? But that, because that would also determine relevancy. Because this is a joint application, but there are many applications.
Yeah.
On my client, I will determine whether it is relevant based on what my client is charged with. So, with greatest respect, my colleague must just be helpful.
Your Worship, I do not see why there is an objection to my questions. Because when Mr. Namanjo objects, he makes many submissions with regard to what I'm asking. These questions that I'm asking is for the accused person to answer. This is cross-examination. In fact, yesterday I laid a basis of the flow of the money. And this is what we are trying to prove, that this money was...
I understand that.
Yes.
But are you saying it was laundered by the applicant or it was laundered by the recipient of that money?
It was laundered by the recipient as a result of him sending it, as a result of Enercon sending it from their account to Eco Trading and to Quality Meat Supply. And that flow was to disguise its origin. That's what I'm arriving at.
So, do you have any comment?
With due respect, I already explained that Enercon sent that money or paid that money to Eco Trading for purpose of fuel supply. If in the sober mind of the members or the member of Eco Trading thought of transacting and use that money for all those transactions, that has nothing to do with me. And I also insisted that the owner of Eco Trading act independently, and they have been acting independently from me. It would be good if you probably direct that question directly to them when they appear.
All right. Now, you agree that we have already established, actually yesterday, you were also in agreement that Enercon Namibia was 50% owned by August 26, is it correct?
Mm-hmm.
And when the amount of 53,212,000 was paid, it was paid to Enercon's account.
Yes.
Did August 26 receive any amount of money from the 53,212,000?
I don't find.
Your Worship. It is becoming a bit difficult.
and it would not have been possible. We were placed on notice that one of the criminal activities that led to my client losing his personal liberty is because share or a stake in money by August 26 was not given to August 26. First of all, there is no such, you can check with greatest respect to your worship, there is not such a thing. Secondly, the question is also at odd with corporate legal principle. An individual shareholder is not entitled to directly to the asset of the company until declaration or and distribution of dividends, or there is a resolution to pay or draw or to pay him for services rendered or whatever. So therefore, first of all, the question is at odd with law. Secondly, it's irrelevant because we are not, and my colleague is not acting for August 26 in a commercial court to fight for it to get its share. But in any way, this amount apparently are proceed of unlawful activities. So it's irrelevant with greatest respect because there is no offense. Remember the whole idea why in law of evidence, there is relevancy, is so that courts do not go on for 100 years. Because if those rules are ignored, we will never finish your worship. The relevance in this matter is determined with reference to what our client is facing. If we came for rape in this court, if my client was facing such an offense, your worship, if a question is asked which has nothing to do with, you would immediately say, counsel for accused, why are you leading your client on matter that is not related to the issues? All I'm trying to say, it's irrelevant, your worship, with greatest respect. My colleague can point out which offense to show strength of the state case in relation to a particular offense against Mr. Elendi. Only because this bail application and this question is asked in Mr. Elendi's application.
Any response?
Your worship, we will not be rushed and hushed into how we conduct our cross-examination, firstly. Secondly, if objections are raised, they must just be objections as such, not mini-submissions aimed at giving the accused answers to the questions that I'm asking. And thirdly, the issue of relevance of the question I asked is for the trier of fact to determine what is the relevance. So my question is very relevant. I do not know how irrelevant the question is. I did not ask him of anything. It's on record that Enercon was 50% owned by August 26. So how is that irrelevant? I submit to your worship that my question is very relevant and the accused can answer the question.
I'm not representing Mr.
Peter. Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081 65 76 0815-3365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event.
For further clarity, as my counsel and his colleague indicated, it's not relevant. But at the time when this transaction between Enercon and Namcor took place, the Enercon had management meeting every Thursday, in which a representative of August 26 sit in this meeting throughout all that time, and they were aware of it. And the fact that they did not object to this one is not because they were not aware. So that's why it's just very difficult to be dealing with a commercial transaction in criminal proceeding, because these items are overlapping. So I would say that August 20, and there is more explanation to it, because August 26 had their there were other issues related to the relationship between Enercon and August 26, but not for this particular matter in which I'm accused of.
I've heard you say quite a mouthful, but you still haven't answered my question. My question was specific. Did August 26 get any money at all from the 53,212,000? That was my question.
They were not entitled to get that money.
I did not ask you if they were entitled. I'm asking you, did they get the money?
He's giving you that question. Either you take, excuse me, the answer, either you take the answer or you leave it.
All right.
Because that is his answer on the record. No, you repeated to him. You remember he answered firstly,
yes,
and then the second time, so that is his answer.
Okay.
Yes, can we then move on?
All right. There is a document I want to give this witness. My colleague is just getting to that document. It's a bank statement that relates to Panduleni Farming Enterprises CC. There is a copy for the court and one copy for the accused. There is a document of Panduleni Farming Enterprises CC.
Something on record, Your Worship.
Yeah.
I'm not objective. Seeing that the state continue giving us documents, may I ask on record if the court, the state can also give us EcoFuel investments payments by Enercon during, in particular, February 2022, only if
that is the payment from
Enercon
from
to Enercon, a sister close corporation of Eco Trading. Okay. Yes, if 2022, if they can, please. Remember, Your Worship, when I read my client, there were two entities.
Yes.
Yes. Because I just looked at my consultation note. There are actually a number of payments also in that account.
Yes, it's on the record.
Yes. Your Worship, before my colleague addresses Mr. Namanje's request, I also would like to have a copy of that, especially in line of those questions that have been posed now about the payments from Enercon to Eco Trading. And, Your Worship, in that regard, I invite you to please have regard when you make the determination whether we should get those documents, if there is an objection, to have a look at page 194 of this applicant's index bundle. There is an agreement between EcoFuel Investment CC and Enercon Logistics. So if we are going to be talking about payments made from that entity to an entity to do with Enercon and fuel, it's only fair that we are given bank statements of EcoFuel as well as, in fact, Enercon Logistics as well. We should not be picking only one bank account unless the state can tell us, which I leave up to them, and then they must bear that cross. If they say that we looked for all Enercon accounts, there's only two accounts. Or we went to look at Eco Trading, we only found Eco Trading, especially in line of the fact that people are now being asked to explain why there are no payments in just one account of an entity which may have one or six or ten accounts. So the basis is what I've laid out now, as well as on what we will see on page 194 of the applicant's index bundle, that we should also be furnished then with bank statements of EcoFuel Investment CC and Enercon Logistics, or rather just EcoFuel Investment CC.
Yes, it's on record. It was indicated if they came, so it's on record.
Your Worship, we are in possession of those documents, but we did not disclose them as we didn't think it was necessary, but because we are not going to rely on them. But if they want to have sight of them, I think it's just that we disclose them to those documents to them. May we just take a brief adjournment, because we were not going
but
to
maybe now we can proceed.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You can right. You can avail them.
Okay. Yes. That is in order.
Yeah.
Yes. So Mr. Elindi, I just want to Your Worship, I'm referring to the bank window account of Panduleni Farming Enterprises CC. Bank account number 8025395341.
Yes.
Now, I want to take you to page 1. Date is 20 July, transaction number 107, branch origin code is 40, where it says quality meat supplies, 500,000. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, I want to put it to you that this amount, again, as I've demonstrated, came from quality meat supplies, as the description actually says. And I'm putting it to you that this money was channeled from Enercon, Eco Trading, and then to quality meat supplies. Do you have a comment?
It's the same comment, sir, that our responsibility as Enercon ends when we transferred the 9.5 million to Eco Trading. Any further transaction to a further company, I was
in my based on my in my knowledge, I have never seen, as I said, I've never heard of quality, I've never heard of Pandoreni Farming Enterprises, I've never heard any of those companies. So we sent the money to Eco Trading, and from there, Enercon, for purpose of for fuel supply, and that was it.
And sir, you've already indicated that you know accuse number 8, Pandoreni Amukwaya.
Yes.
Do you know that Pandoreni Amukwaya at the time in July, on 20 July, was the 100% owner of Pandoreni Farming Enterprises?
I didn't even know Pandoreni Farming Enterprise existed.
And you also know that Jennifer Amukwaya is accused number 8's wife?
Yes.
And we have already established that Jennifer Amukwaya, accused number 3, had a signatory right to one of Enercon's account, but you also confirmed. I just want to make sure of the account number. The account that ends with 520. Are you in agreement?
Yes, just for the sake of fairness, it's not about answering. It's about the sake of fairness, Your Worship. We know that it has now been established that particular account, 520, is a joint account. Yes. If the suggestion is then made to a witness, unsuspectingly, as if this is just an account belonging to A or to B, Your Worship, it may lead to absurdities. So can the context just properly be put to a witness for the sake of fairness, Your Worship?
Counsel?
I do not understand.
Kasper, can you just clarify? He does not understand.
Your Worship, all I'm saying, the facts established before this court is that the particular account 520
yes.
was a joint account between Enercon and NAMCOR.
Yes.
That's the only context I want to be placed for a witness, Your Worship, when a witness is asked a question, so that it does not appear as if the account only belonged to one and excludes the other.
Okay. But you have already put it to him now, like that on record. So you can then, yes. So do you understand the question?
On my side?
Yes.
Yes, the question, it seems the state wants always to it indicates that if I know Pandoreni, if I know Jennifer Amukwaya, I know they are dealing. I indicated here yesterday that I'm not a friend of Jennifer, and I know them, but I'm not their friend. So if they have got companies such as Pandoreni Farming Enterprises, I don't know their operations. I don't know if they are even in farming. That's not the reason why I transferred this 9.5 to Eco Trading. So it becomes very difficult for me to respond to transactions that have nothing to do with me.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save and you save.
And a copy for the accused. I proceed?
You can.
Yes. Now,
maybe just a minute to confirm. I see Mr. Casper is still looking for the document.
Yes, and
yeah, just take
being
your time.
Assisted, Worship.
I think we can proceed.
We can proceed. Okay.
Now, Mr. Linde, I just want to take you to page 2 of that document of the bank account.
This is whose
yes.
bank account?
Worship, I've previously mentioned that it's the bank account of accused number 2, Mr. Cedric Petras Velemse, a standard bank account 2418794242.
It's just not an objection. Just need to maybe so that the record is correct. My colleague refers to page 2. It's not page 2. It's a second page. The statement is supposed to contain 65 pages. We've been furnished with page 1 and page 19 of 65. So it would be only correct factually if my colleague says the second page, but not page 2. It's actually page 19. If one has regard to the top part, Your Worship, top right-hand corner, it's 19, page 19 of 65, but it is the second page of the document, but that's not page 2.
Yes, I see it's written 19 of 65.
Yes, Your Worship, I'm indebted to my colleague. In fact, it's page 19 of the document, but then the second page of the document that we have with you. But I'll just refer it to as page 19 of that document because it's supposed to contain 65 pages.
You can proceed.
Yes. Yes. Now, of interest, Mr. Elindi, I want to take you to the second page of that document, which is page 19 of the original document. But of more interest to me is the transaction of 20 July. The valid date is 21 July. In the description,
20 or 21?
What?
You said 20 and you are saying the value is 21. So
it says value date there. After transaction code, there's a value date next to it.
Yes. So which one are you using?
Well, I'm using 20 July. I just wanted to put it in context because it has two dates. But the transaction date is 20 July.
Yeah.
Yes. So with the description, beef, game, and carcasses. Do you see that?
Yeah, you should let the document be read fully.
Yeah.
Beef and lamb. And game carcasses, PMT.
But I was not even done, but I'll read that. I think he's PMTing what I'm about to say. Yes, it reads, beef and lamb, game carcasses, PMT. Do you see that?
Yes.
And the amount in the credit column is 960,000.
Yes.
All right. Now, I just want, for your information, to inform you that 960,000 also came from Quality Meat on 20 July as well. Do you have a comment?
It's the same comment I made earlier with respect to Panduleni farming and eco trading. I didn't know about this account. I didn't know about these transactions, and the payment we made, the payment Enecon made to Eco Trading was simply for fuel. And it's unfortunate that I have to be asked over and over again for transactions that have nothing to do with
me. And it has already been established, just for the completeness of the record, that accused 2, Mr. Velemse, was working for NAMCO. That is not in dispute. You agree?
Yes.
And then, Your Worship, I'll proceed to another document, the bank account of Quality Meat Supplies.
Yeah, after this one.
Your Worship, my colleague is getting to the documents.
Yeah, just take your time.
Yes.
Because it has nothing to do with my client, I can give it away.
Do you have the document?
It seems to.
He does not have the document. Can you give? Yeah, even this one.
May I proceed?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Now, Mr. Elindi, the document you have with you is an account that a bank window account of Quality Meat Supply CC, check account 8023489861. Now, of interest, let's start. On page 2 of that document, a transaction of 20 July 2022, transaction code 107. Do you see that? Are you there?
Yes.
And there's an amount in the
July.
Yes, 20 July, transaction code 107. There is an amount in the credit column, an amount of 1,470,000. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
And it says Echo Trading Loan PMT.
Yes, sir. I can see that.
And we have already established that Echo Trading was a CC of Victor Simaneka Malima. And then further, on the 21st, or rather, let me start with the 20th, just below that payment, on 20 July 2022, transaction code 155, there's a...
Your Worship.
Yes, Mr. Namanje.
Yesterday, the issue of quality meat was also dealt with, and today, I think, with greatest respect, the state probably wanted to show that when Enecon paid 9.5 for fuel to Echo, their bank statement showing that Echo Trading in turn, at some point, paid different parties, and never mind who they are, and those bank statements are there. Remember, it's real evidence. They speak for themselves.
Yes.
And my client, since yesterday and today, I think he has placed enough on record to say that, fine, as my colleague read my cross-examined my client, in fact, even my colleague himself, today read a description on the bank account of Echo, which says it's 9.5 million for fuel.
Yes.
The bank statement says that.
Yes.
Now, honestly, unless Your Worship, if there is any charge that is aimed at impugning my client's integrity because he was involved in a particular, in relation to a particular transaction from there, which my client is facing, fine. But your worship, are we really going on, and my client is given a page to be going through, and my colleague said, for interest's sake and for your information, go to page whatever, there was a 1 point whatever paid from whatever quality meat to whatever.
what are we doing? Are we? Is it relevant in relation to my client, given his answers? I think my colleague, with respect, and we are not, and I can place it on record, my client is not in a position to dispute that those payments are as they appear.
Yeah.
But why are we going as if we do not have eyes and whatever? If my colleague wants to hand up the document, they will be handed up, and those people responsible for the bank statement will be asked questions. Until when are we going to go on for interest sake? Just to manage time, Your Worship, there are a lot of accused persons, and bail is an urgent matter. I do not want to prejudice the state. I do it with greatest respect I have to my colleague.
Yes, I understand, yes, Mr. Namandi.
Yes, Your Worship.
Advocate Ms. Lilungwe.
Your Worship, like I've indicated earlier, we won't be rushed and harsh. I'm trying to lay a basis here. Yesterday, I just said it when I was asking him without the bank statement. And I want to assist the court with the bank statement without me testifying or without my mere say. So that's why I'm presenting bank statement, which will later make an application that they receive as exhibit. So I do not see how then I'm precluded from going through these bank statements with this witness, because the money, as we have said, was channeled from his from Enercon to various accounts.
Yes.
So I'm laying a basis. In fact, if the court is aware that this witness was on the stand for 10 days and we did not take issue, so why am I being curtailed with regard to we are wasting time? No, we are not wasting
it's
time.
It's not about wasting time. That's why I've indicated, for example, that the court must hold an inquiry. So
yes,
we have to do justice to the issues.
Yes.
Yes. So it's not about wasting time.
Yes.
But he has raised his objections, or he put his point. So I just want you to say to me, you are standing without
yes,
going.
I'm,
you stand on
yes,
your.
Yes. I'm
yes.
standing on my point. The,
yes.
The documents
then
are very relevant.
You provide like that, and then
yes.
you sit down.
Thank you.
Yes, I note you are standing on your objection.
Yes.
But it's common cause. Mr. Namandi says it's common cause. They have no issue with this. So why should we then waste time? It's common cause. The money was paid. The statement, for example, indicates. If you have any other point, it's not in dispute. The money was paid to this account and it's reflected. The statement speaks for itself.
Yes.
Yes.
But Your Worship, the point I'm making is that yesterday it was done without the bank statement.
I understand
yes.
that one. So
yes.
it's common cause that it's not in dispute. So can we then move on?
It's so we have no objection. If
yes,
can
he's
be
saying
handed
even
down.
If the state can. So, yes. So that is not an issue. So can we then just move on? Because the document speaks for itself.
Yosha, I just want to understand something. Is the court therefore saying I'm precluded or stopped from going through the relevant transactions, not the whole document, but the specific transaction?
No, I'm not saying you are precluded. I'm
yes.
saying this particular statement,
yes.
for example, it speaks for itself.
Yes.
And the defense says we have no issue with that. It's common cause. We can see, even
yes.
if you give him, he
right.
can see. So if you have the next statement, you say the same thing I have indicated,
yes.
I have the statement.
All right.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
referring to a document of Parkwood Parkwood Petroleum and Logistics CC. Page 14 of 61, actually the last page at the back. Yes. Yeah. Yes, the Parkwood Petroleum and Logistics CC account number is a net bank account with account number 11990440117. May I proceed, Your Worship?
Are you there?
Yes, I have the document.
I think the last page.
Yes, page 14 at the back of the document.
Just turn it upside down. The last. The last.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yes, we have now been made to understand that it's common cause, but I just want to refer you to it's a TXN date. 21 July 2022. In the transaction description, it says Echo Trading C cross border trans. You see that?
Yes. What? I cannot see where you are.
On that last page.
Yes.
On the day of 21 July 2022. Yeah, there is.
Okay, 14 line,
you know,
from the top, the transaction number 14 around there.
Okay, 21 July, yes.
An amount in the credit amount, you see 1,040,000?
Yes.
All right. And I want to put it to you, to tell you that this entity, the CC, is 100% owned by accused number two, Cedric Petras Velemse.
Hear it for the first time.
All right. Your Worship, those documents, I don't know whether the court would want to, in fact, would want to apply that they be received onto the record.
Can you see the way they are?
Yes.
I cannot, yes. I'm saying, can you ever mark them because they are just...
But it's separate. Okay, we'll mark them, but it's separate bank accounts. We do not want to mix them with the others because
yes.
Then they
no,
can
no,
be
no,
marked
saying,
individually.
Yes, can we then maybe just put them in order so that we can label them for purposes of the record?
Yes, that can be
you
done.
Can, yeah, you can yes. Sort it and then see how you want them to be.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. May I then request that we take a short adjournment, Your Worship? Just perhaps 10 minutes.
Any comment, Councillor?
As long as we stick to time, we are losing a lot of time. I'm just concerned with the accused person, honestly. The time is running out. If we stick to time, please.
And the court will take a 10-minute break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level.
Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ile ko derewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm...
Good morning and... Again and again. The bail application or bail hearing of a state versus Range Rover Oil 1 NA case is on a 10-minute recess, and they'll be back. And they'll be back after that, you know, factoring in some African time. And here's one thing, though. I'm looking at all the, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm looking at the way that the state is presenting their case and going on all my knees and looking up to the heavens and saying, Lord, thank you very much for not putting Judge Witele in that judge seat, because, man, I can picture, you know, the whole Red Lion case vibe going on right now. But, this judge seems, I don't want to say reasonable, because then that will imply that Judge Witele, he's just hardcore. I can imagine he's one heck of a grandfather. But anyway. So that's basically what I'm looking at and going, this is interesting. And like I pointed out yesterday, I'm one of those guys that, or more like one of those people, guys, you know, I don't give myself enough credit. I'm one of those people that, when it comes to things like this, I just like to put, I just like to watch and crack all my jokes in, all throughout the hearing until the judgment case is put out. More like until the judgment is, or the ruling is made. And then I put my hands on a written document of what the, the court is producing, the conclusion that they reached. Because, a lot of us, especially a lot of us that, get our, you know, our case insights from, newspapers, you have to understand that, judgment case is most likely going to be somewhere over 50 pages long. And if it's, over 50 pages long, there is a reason for that. And every time a judgment is live streamed, it usually just take more than an hour. And I've heard a lot of people ask me, I mean, it's just judgment. Why is it taking that long? It's because they're not just, the court is not just coming out and saying, well, we listened to both of you, here's our conclusion. No. In the sake of transparency and dispensation of justice, as per Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution, blah, 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 what they have to do is walk through all the presentations presented by, all the points presented by both sides. This side presented this. This side presented this. And then, considering all the evidence that's been presented, all the testimony that's been given, the points that were made in cross-examination, that is how we reached this conclusion that we have reached today, aka the judgment decision. That's my favorite. Because I'm looking at newspapers even today, there's a lot of confusion going on there. At least we know that people in our industry, aka the media, can't tell the difference between a Q series Audi and an R series Audi. Nice. Which is embarrassing enough. Now, I'm in the media. R8, is the sporty, you know, i8 BMW type. Q-Series is, it's more of a hybrid between the big, I think the SUV that, Q-Series is more, SUV style. More like a hybrid of coupe SUV type. R8 is a sporty version. Q6, 7, Q, if you see Q, that's hybrid between coupe and, I don't want to say salon because that's when we are down to the A1, A2, A2, 3 series. But it's the same car brand. And, it's basically the same car brand, which is Audi. Now, the conclusion I have reached is that a lot of us in the media, we don't know the difference, well, between, R series and Q series. I could have just Googled, but no judging. Why am I kidding? It's a comedy show. All I do here is judge. So, 10 minutes, there are 10 minutes recess, and I only have 7 minutes before I call it a day. And this seems like it's going to be going on for a while. So, it's a good thing that we are basically taking, we are taking it one step at a time. Like, let's answer this and this and this and that question. Because the goal is to make sure that whatever decision that the court reaches, it's reached based on the strength of the presentation or the strength of the case the state is going to make or the strength of the defense that the defense lawyers are going to make. And all these things are actually factored into the decision. All these things actually play a very significant role into the decision that the court is going to make, that the court is going to make on whether or not the people are going to be given bail. Because you don't just wake up in the morning and hand over bail. You will have to explain why. Because you obviously have to explain why you are doing that, and why you reached that decision. Because there are certain requirements that that a bail condition must meet. For one, take for example, if someone broke into your house and stole your passport, and you are not at flight risk, assuming that you did not contract the guy to steal your passport to make it easy for you to go on flight risk, all these things are considered. No shots fired here, talking completely out of the blue. And here's one thing I've concluded, though. Look at it this way. If I was in public office, I don't think I would be corrupt anymore, because I've learned one thing from the Fisher Road case. It's kind of difficult not to waste money if you get caught, especially after chopping money. What's the point of being in public office, stealing a whole lot of money, and then you are sent to court, and you are put on pre-trial for 5 years of paying a lawyer? You're basically going to spend all the money that you, I don't want to say hustle, you stole on all those lawyers. And then, if you are not convicted, that's a lot of settlement that you are going to reach, at least. But if you are convicted, then that means not only are you going to jail broke, but, well, you're also going to jail for a very long time. At this point, it makes me rethink the whole corruption thing, because the only winners here becomes the lawyers. And also, here's another irony. I think it must be very painful. I know. It's very painful. Take, for example, a law student, and you are looking at all these lawyers around you that have these qualifications, that academic qualifications that you can only admire, that you can only dream of. Your dream qualifications. I want to get an LLB someday. I want to get an LLM someday. LLB, Baccalaureus, Bachelor of Law. LLM, Master of Law. The reason why it doesn't start with the M is a rule of the you know, it's the rule of the Latin language that dictates how you write abbreviations. It's a whole different ballgame. You know, it's basically the same way if you look at, you know, the abbreviation of AIDS. You know, if you look at the abbreviation of AIDS in the English language and the abbreviation of AIDS in the Portuguese language, they are two different, you know, they are structured differently. Because in the Portuguese language, it's they go with SIDA. Don't ask me, ask your friend who speaks Portuguese. So the things are, you know, you're looking at all these lawyers with all these qualifications, and then you have two of them. That's Zwartbuis boy is a lawyer. He decided, you know what, I'm just going to start a political party. And Itula is, well, he's both a lawyer and a dentist. He decided, you know what, I'm going to start a political party. And now I'm looking at Mr. Lindy also. Well, the homeboy just decided, you are a lawyer, yes. You haven't practiced law in a very long time. No, I don't remember last time I practiced. He decided to start a business, guys, with his qualification. He studied in Cuba. So, what are we studying for? 2 minutes past the hour of 11. For Mind the Gap, I say goodbye. And Sizo Masalicho takes over in just gonna take over, but with the bail application for the NAMCO corruption allegation case is not yet approved, and it's not yet concluded. Because if you look at the technical, you know, if you look at the technicalities that's involved here, even if this case, for example, finds itself in the main trial, one of the main questions that, you know, that the defense, you can imagine, is going to start throwing in the face of the state, which they have started already, is this agreement between two natural persons, individuals, or it was between two jurisdictions. Entities. That, I think, is going to be one fork in the road that the state will have to figure out more, like how to iron out. Because, well, I'm saying that because that question have started have surfaced already from the defense lawyers, and at this point you can say, well, the lawyers are just doing it for the money. You are correct. They are doing it. It's not free. Believe me, I wouldn't do it for free either. But the most important thing to put here, to understand here is that both the prosecution and the defense and the judge, they are all operating on a foundation of the legislations we have right now. What does the law say? I know most of this case, easily gravitates to, this is how I feel. Well, let me just bust your bubble. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with how you feel. Unfortunately, if you just take it to heart and generate anger out of it, you are going to end up with a heart attack, and you are going to end up with a heart attack, and then life will go on. So try as much as possible not to have a heart attack because of the money that someone chopped. You didn't even taste the money. And you are angry to the point where your heart wants to blow up. The judge is going to say, well, I don't care how you feel, but the law as it stands in this, our Republic of Namibia, this is what it says. And this law is what I'm basing my judgment on. Not how you feel. Not how I feel, unfortunately, our feelings don't count in these things. But it's very tempting to just get angry and just put your feelings ahead of your reason. Don't do that. You do you, but I'm just saying, I would not recommend that for a very simple reason. You didn't chop the money. Why should your heart explode when the guys that chopped the money don't even know your name? You're welcome. Now go and eat healthy and take care of your heart. 5 minutes into the hour of 11. Until tomorrow for me, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. You'll stay blessed. And take off your hats. I know It's very easy to get angry. But if it blows up, none of that money will be dedicated to you, to getting you a new heart. The court will be like, who died? Oh, that guy. Why was he angry? Well, he was very angry because of this corruption case on her and how it ended. Well, may his soul rest in peace. Now moving on. Who stole what money again? So, life goes on. Do you really want to risk your heart over something that, unless you are involved in the chopping of the money, then sure, you're allowed to get angry. But if you are not involved in chopping of the money like you and I, then the best I can do is just make fun of it and then move on with my life. So, they're still on recess. As soon as it comes back, we'll bring you that, please. So, as for moi, according to the French and France, au revoir.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
As we promised that 10 minutes recess that the court also promised us and you, the bail hearing has resumed. Now we just cross over back to the Windhoek Magistrate Court. And that is in the matter between Estate versus Range Rover N1, Range Rover Oil 1NA. Stay tuned.
You have various assets that are, Your Worship, it's a document that was titled Exhibit A. That is before court.
Yes.
Do you have any proof that, for example, the residence that you say is El Campo and the house in Hawkland Park? Let me start with the house in Hawkland Park. Do you have proof in the name of a title deed that the house belongs to you?
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything?
No, it's not an objection, but it's just to remind the state.
Yes.
Before we start with bail application, in fact, before Your Worship, you were approached, I suggested an approach to the state to shorten the proceedings, that on the non-contentious issues like properties, we will list them in a document where you do not have evidence, where the investigating officer on personal details will not dispute that, for instance, my client was a shareholder in Enercon, or a member, and we made copies the other day. And then we agreed, remember, Your Worship, at the beginning, that on those issues we will then hand up an exhibit, which will be confirmed by the accused person.
Yeah.
So the understanding was that those information are not disputed, but from the questioning of my colleague, it appeared to be now reneging on the agreement. And remember the other day I said we will make copies of the title deeds and the founding statements just if need be.
Yes.
So before my colleague, I'm not saying he's doing it in bad faith. Maybe he just forgot that was the agreement. If it is an issue of them asking title deeds, we have those copies. We are prepared to give the whole bundle. We thought we agreed on those.
Yes.
We have everything on those listed properties. In the interest of time, it was agreed. Give us a list confirmed, but keep the original title deed if the state want to verify. We have them, everything. So there is no need to.
Concerned?
Your Worship, I do not recall of an agreement that we reached with the defense. In fact, what was agreed was for that document to be handed in, but not the supporting documents that relates to what is stated on the document. I do not recall that. If it relates to the document that was submitted to court, but not the contents of the attachments of what is on the document. So it's totally wrong to say we agreed. We agreed for Exhibit A, yes, to be handed in, but not to say we'll dispense with submitting the deeds of the title deeds of the documents or the document relating to those. I think that is very misleading. The record will speak for itself. We never agreed to that. I will not do that, Your Worship.
May I then undertake for so that we do not prejudice the state. The state feel that I thought we are done with that issue, my juniors will then, for interest of time, do every property that we listed.
Yeah.
We will then provide copies as proof, if it is a title deed, if it is a company, either share certificate and so forth, and hand them up. A witness, if we do that, we can do it this afternoon or tomorrow morning. If my colleague has problems, the witness can be recalled to testify. To everything we have, I'm an officer of this court, I can confirm.
That is it.
Yes.
Counsel?
Well, is the suggestion then I proceed, because he doesn't have them now, may I just ask him, because he does not have any proof of those documents as we speak now.
He can answer questions. Yes. Or I'm saying I'm undertaking for court
provide.
And for the state
yes.
to provide.
Yes. Yes.
Because they were only held back because we thought it's not disputed.
That is it.
Yeah, but my colleague, we'll see what he is asking.
You can proceed.
All right. So you said you have proof.
Yes, sir.
Right. Who owns the house in Hawkland Park?
The close corporation.
So it's not in your name, in your personal name, yourself?
No, it's 50% owned by me and my wife.
Okay.
The close corporation that owns the property. And I've been living there since many years.
Where in northern Namibia are you from specifically?
Right now I'm living at the Tope Jombul.
In which region?
Oshikoto region.
And do you have money in your account as we speak? I don't want to go to the amount, but do you have money?
No, I don't have money.
Okay. Now, with regard to the investigations, are you aware that the Anti-Corruption Commission is still investigating this case?
Well, I was informed. In the first proceedings, the state informed here that the investigation in this matter started in 2022 and it has been completed. I don't know if they are still investigating anything.
Are you aware that a suspect by the name Victor Simaneka Malima is still wanted by the police or the Anti-Corruption Commission? Are you aware?
Well, I've been behind bars. I don't have access to information.
In fact, Victor Malima, I can tell you, is a suspect that should be added to this case because his entity received money. Are you aware of that? Received money from Enercon?
Yes.
And if you are released, and because you have a very personal and direct relationship, the interference with the police investigation is not just likely. In fact, it will happen because you have a personal close relationship with Simaneka Victor Malima.
Very negative. I don't have a personal and close relationship with Victor Malima. In fact, that relationship in terms of
even speaking to him doesn't exist anymore.
But in fact, we have already established that he grew up in your house. In fact, you had said from the ages of 12 or 14, that's when he started staying in your house.
That is before he grew up. When he grew up at this stage, I have got no personal relationship with Victor. I don't even speak to him.
In fact, you are aware with regard to the charges that you are facing, the fraud charge that is... just one thing. You said you know the law, but I'll just tell you. Is listed in part 4 of the schedule in the criminal procedure. In other words, what I'm saying, this is quite a serious charge. Are you aware?
The state allege is a serious case. For me, I have committed no offense. All I was doing there was a commercial transaction. So, for me to be involved in business transaction with in my capacity as director of Enercon, whereas Enercon entered into a formal business dealing with NAMCO, as we might have seen from the agreement that the party on that side was duly authorized, just like myself, I don't see it as a crime.
Are you aware?
I don't feel I've done anything wrong. In fact, I haven't done anything wrong.
Are you aware also that Namibia has porous borders? In other words, you don't need to cross over through immigration for you to go in another country. Are you aware of that? One can do that.
Those who can do it, they can. On my side, no, I cannot. I placed it on record earlier that I left this country at the tender age. I came back, fought for this country, came back, and I'm here for good. I'm not going anywhere. In fact, that is the reason why. I even handed over myself through my law firm, Sisa Namanje. That's the reason that I also expressed, I gave over my passport to my legal practitioner just in case it was necessary for everyone to know that I'm going nowhere. I've got a responsibility here in this country, and I also want to defend myself and face this case up to the end, because I feel I've done nothing wrong.
Sir, are you aware, for your information, let me tell you that Victor Simaneka Malima, when you were arrested, escaped to Angola. That is the information that the investigating officer will come and say, that he escaped to Angola and without having passed through the border. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not aware of that.
And are you aware that at least at the moment as we speak, there is public outcry with regard to this offense because public money was used? Are you aware that there is public outcry? In other words, the public is not happy with what has happened to this case.
Public outcry,
yes.
Most of the time is motivated by information that is sent out that turns out to be inaccurate.
In fact...
Can I please
yes,
finish?
Yes, please proceed.
We have seen that in the newspaper, they are talking about an amount of 480 million. They are talking of different amounts. They are making all type of allegations. In this matter, which I'm facing,
Well,
in this matter which I'm facing, the allegation I'm facing, is with regard to the a commercial transaction between Enercon and Namcor involving an amount of 53 million. Whereas that amount of 53 million, the company Enercon, my company then, spend more than that money into this, into the rehabilitation of home base fuel station for the Ministry of Defense. In fact, at the time when we started, at the time before we commenced with this transaction, the Ministry of Defense could only hold on for 15 days, if more, before fuel could run away. And we extended that period to up to a period of 6 months. So we added value to this endeavor. So public interest is motivated by fake news most of the time, is motivated by wrong news, is motivated by people making claims of certain amount that when those amounts do not exist. In fact, of the 53 million, 35 million was sent back to Namco for fuel not paid. 18 million is the amount that came to. But no one is talking about that. Everyone wants to sensationalize the whole thing. With sensation and with newspaper selling the first page, having the picture of Peter Elind in front, does not really amount to the truth. I don't feel I've done anything.
But you are getting fuel from Namco for free, which you do not pay for.
You cannot really allege that, because
can I?
I think that issue we dealt with yesterday.
It's a different one.
It's a different.
Yeah, remember yesterday, Your Worship, my objection was about my colleague suggesting to the witness as if the crime is about being supplied with product free of charge. The current one is this. Your Worship, you have this objection is motivated by both facts before you, Your Worship, and the law. It's misleading to my witness, both in law and in fact, to say you were obtaining products from Namco free of charge. Let me address the legal aspect first. There is an agreement which obligated my client to pay. And that agreement was produced by and referred to by the state. Therefore, the agreement the state is relying on does not provide for free provision of products to Enercon. It requires Enercon to pay. So therefore, legally speaking, it's wrong to say Enercon was receiving oil products for free of charge. If my colleague wanted to say that you did not pay as required, that is fine, because that is confirmed by the fact before Your Worship, and the law. But there is no evidence saying that there was a relationship between Namcor and Enercon, where Enercon were in contractual realm receiving oil free of charge. What my colleague perhaps is suggesting is that contractually, you did not do what you bargained for. To receive product and pay, you breach the contract. So it's therefore factually wrong. There is no such a contractual relationship. And the products were received for Enercon to pay. If it did not pay, that does not mean there was a relationship of
provision of product on free of charge.
I will not reply to that. I think it's a point I can argue.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Then it's fine. We can move on.
Yes. Now, you agree with me with regard to the seriousness of the offence that 53,212,000 is quite a substantial amount. It's not $100. Do you agree?
The contractual amount of 53 million in the oil industry is a payable amount within a short period of time. And perhaps it's because you are not privy to the dealings in the oil industry. It's not a large sum when it comes to...
I'm a prosecutor, I'm not there.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, it's not a large sum in terms of dealing between companies. What also is true, the amount did not end up to be 53. The amount that came to Enercon is 18 million and came to Enercon lawfully so in terms of the agreement that was signed between the party. I would not want to believe that contractual obligation between the parties should be dealt with in criminal proceedings. I would have, and all the remedies were there available for NAMCO to pursue. I just can't get it.
And sir, I would like to finally put it to you that in terms of the agreement you entered, the asset purchase agreement with NAMCO, the one you entered in between with NAMCO, where you sold the 9 service stations, you did not sell them anything. You sold them a dream. That is what you sold them, because up until now, they have not taken ownership of those assets. In other words, you are a seller of dreams. There is nothing that was sold.
That is your word, sir, in your capacity as a prosecutor. But in business term, when you put money into pumps and tanks and facilities, and you keep the maintenance of those pumps and tanks, including the environmental management of those facilities, those are assets in the oil industry. And somebody, and the entity that pays for those facilities has the right and title towards those rights, and those rights has a value. So I wasn't selling a dream, sir. And if you would call a dream going to a specific financial institution and acquire money with interest and all that, you call that a dream, we will be speaking a different language.
I have no further questions. Mr. Bob, please.
No, I'm not sure whether I must, at this point. The reason why we took a break was for the state to arrange those documents.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood. Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further.
Two things happened. You would have seen that not a single statement was suggested to my client in relation to, may I ask, the court to go to the bundle where the charges are. No, please, just wait. You see, at page 17, my client's charges start at page 14, 34 to 42. To page 42, and all I'm trying to say, your worship, that I will not waste the court time except to do re-examination in regard to count 40. Let me ask you this. My colleague put a question to you that I hope he was not trying to insult you. Maybe it's just figurative speaking. He said you are a seller of dreams. You remember he said that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, let's assume this was a dream, the 53 amount. I just want to, who offered to who this dream, 53 million? Yeah. Who offered? Who approached the other?
Namcon offered to Enecon the dreams.
What is the question?
Now, who came out with the actual figure that my colleague calls a dream? Who came, was it you? Was it Enecon that came out with this amount so that you can be mocked in court that you sell dreams? No, who came up with the actual amount?
Namcor came up with the actual amount after the engineering department made an evaluation and assessment and visited the sites, and they came up with that amount.
Okay. My colleague says, appeared to blame you for this. Well, you testified, remember you testified, you went through internal recommendation of Namco, did you not?
Yes.
There was reference that to Namco wanting to be a strategic primary supplier of oil to Ministry of Defense.
Yes, sir.
And they indicated that, in fact, they budgeted for the takeover of your asset. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Now, were you involved in these prior steps taken by Namcor as a prelude to the agreement so that you are accused in court of a seller of dreams?
No, sir.
Were you involved?
No, I wasn't involved.
Okay. Now, my colleague, remember you were given bank statements of company. Can I ask you to go to the bank statement of ECO, just for clarification of one aspect only, your worship, ECO trading?
You see, I think when I gave you those documents, must have taken other documents. Not, can you just check? Or just bring them so that can I just have my documents first?
Then, now,
Mr. Namanje, just a minute.
Yes, your worship.
Yeah, I think these ones can go back to us. Yes. Mr. Namanje, which statement?
ECO trading.
That is which account number?
Account number is ending with 823. 823.
823.
Page 1, it stated ECO Trading CC.
At what page?
I'm interested at page 4, your worship.
Is it in the bundle?
No, not in my bundle. These are the loose documents that we have been receiving, your worship. I can ask one of my colleagues to assist the court.
No, because I only have two accounts. The one ending with 848 and 520.
Mr. Casper was kind enough to.
That is page 4, yes?
Yeah, page 4. Are you at page 4?
Yes.
Now, remember, my colleague has been identifying payment, trying to make you read payments through on the basis of what is described in the bank statement. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, he was trying to authenticate payments through what the description to say. If the description say Enecon, it came from Enecon. Remember, he went.
Yes.
Now, let's authenticate. What is the description given at transaction 107 on the 19th of 7 when Enecon paid 9.5 million to ECO? What is the description? Let's use my colleague's strategy.
What I'm seeing here, it's saying Enecon Namibia fuel payment.
Okay. So, what does that mean? If the description and the bank statement shows that, what does that mean?
It's a payment made from Enecon.
For what?
For fuel.
Okay. Is the bribe, any bribe or gratification shown in that description?
Not at all.
Does the name, what is the new company we had to yesterday? Quality. These days we have Quality Meats. Quality Meats and Pandureni, are they appearing there?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, okay. Now, again, my colleague yesterday, he actually stopped, but I need to clarify that. Remember yesterday I objected and I said you are not charged with conspiracy. Remember when that incident occurred?
Yes.
Just to conclude, were you ever informed in this court or by the police of a conspiracy in relation of an amount of 960,000 that ECO paid somewhere?
No, sir.
Were you charged with a conspiracy in respect of any payment made by ECO Trading to Quality Meat, Pandureni, or whatever?
No, sir.
Do you know why in a criminal court you were asked about payments in respect of which you are facing no charges? Do you know why?
No, I don't know.
Let's then talk about my colleague yesterday. Your worship, if we can go to the bundle, the first one, defense bundle, to the Ministry of Defense contract. Your Worship, I think it's best to start in at page 2012 agreement. It's at page, yes, 83. Let's start at page 83, Your Worship. Are you there, Mr. Elindi?
Yes.
83 to 99. That is the first agreement. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm
right, but I see you are still paging.
Yeah, but I'm already at 83. So okay. Just getting to the 99.
No. I'm asking you to page 83, please.
Yes, I'm already at page 83.
That is the first agreement, and you have already explained. My colleague didn't cross-examine you about that. I'm not going to re-examine you on that. That is the first agreement with defense concerning something else.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Then at page 100, you remember you took court to page 102, Your Worship, page 102. The paragraph by amendment that introduced in 2003, remedial and civil works. Remember?
Yes, sir. Is it page 102?
Yes, at the bottom.
Yes.
And Your Worship, when you go over the page 103, you see that is where the description of what assets you were to build and the amount. You remember?
Yes.
Now, since that agreement was of 2003, does this agreement, it goes up to 107, does it prohibit you to transfer or to cede your right in respect of what you were building, pumps and stations, the pumps and tanks, to any other party?
No.
Does it prohibit
it
a transfer of your title, right and interest?
No, it doesn't.
Do you know why? Remember your colleague, my colleague yesterday was asking you if the Ministry of Defense, if I understood very well, gave consent, so to say. You remember he cross-examined
you? Yes.
Do you know in a contractual context where he's taking it from that you required consent?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Let's then move to the last agreement, Your Worship, at page 115.
Yes.
That is the agreement. No, it's I think it's 143. It's rather 143, Your Worship.
Yes.
You go to page 143. Your Worship, that is the agreement MOD, 15 September 2016. Go to page 164.
Yes?
I want you to really clarify one confusion. Listen to the question to clarify this. When you were selling in the asset sale agreement, when you were selling to NANCO the right title and interest in your infrastructure, did that mean the agreement between the Ministry of Defense, the existing agreement in relation to the 9 years remaining, ended?
No, that's not what it means.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the validity of the agreement was the basis for which the asset purchase agreement was entered into between NAMCO and Enercon. And this would then go further until the end of the contractual period.
Okay. And I'm almost done. You said today, you told my colleague for the state that, look, sale of right, title, and interest in the infrastructure is also an asset in Enercon. What did you mean?
It's an asset in the oil industry because a party, in this case Enercon, invested funds to come up with those facilities, to rebuild those facilities.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now,
Yes.
Yes. And I'm saying, and those pumps and tanks, of course, exist, and they are there to be verified.
Okay. Now, the yesterday when my colleague asked you about ownership, you referred to an asset register. What is an asset register in company? And in company corporate environment, what are you talking about? What is an asset register, if you know?
Yeah, it's a register is where asset, the value of the asset of that entity are registered.
Yes.
In this case, pumps, tanks are registered as part of the company's asset, not for any other reason other than showing the value of those assets as well.
Okay. Now, my colleague today, before I stood up in relation to your house, was talking about a title deed. I'm talking about a title deed. A pump and tanks. Do they have what is called in the register of deeds at the Ministry of Land? Do they have it? Are they movable property? Like, are they land?
No. They are not. I haven't heard of a title deed for a pump. What generally happens is that, I'll give an example of some development that we are seeing in the industry now. Certain engine service stations are now being rebranded Caltex. And in that process, the entity like Caltex taking over those facilities, there is a building and there is a refueling infrastructure, the canopy and the tanks underground. Caltex cannot just take those assets without paying. Caltex will pay for the pumps and tanks and also the canopy infrastructure. And that become the asset of the new entity. But you cannot, probably in the worst case scenario would be in the event of non-compliance that perhaps the other entity will come and dig out the tanks. But that is not possible because those it can also cause environmental damage. But in the oil industry, that is what it means.
Okay. Now, and my colleague, at one point...
Council, and I don't think that is the first time NAMCO is undertaking such an operation.
What do you mean?
They must have done it before in terms of taking over assets that refer to pumps and oil infrastructure.
Okay. Now, and the yesterday, my colleague, not really with vigor, he says to you, you went to NAMCO to get oil or product and you didn't pay, and he appeared to have suggested you committed fraud. Is it your understanding that if you fail to pay in terms of stipulated time period in a contract in Namibia, or in particular this matter, then you committed a crime?
No, it isn't. It's not a crime. But as there are remedies that each entity, each commercial entity has to enforce in, based on the agreement. Up until the 23rd of January, when I ceased to be a director and shareholder in Enercon, I have not had any legal proceeding that I can remember that NAMCO instituted against Eneco. I've not heard of.
And lastly, I understand yesterday when I was not here, when I was in the High Court, you were asked about, the prosecutor put it to you that you could be charged in your capacity as a director for, let me say, for the sins of the company, Enegon. You remember?
Yes.
Were you ever charged in terms of Section 332, 332, subsection 5 of the CPA, so that the state is able to cost you to be prosecuted and account in your personal capacity for the sins of the company?
No, sir.
Did you ever receive such a document?
No, I haven't.
Do you know why they charged you in individual capacity when they know that you were actually a director of a corporate entity?
No, I wouldn't know.
Your Worship.
Yes. Sorry. I'm reminded I left only one item. Page 164 of the bundle. Now, yesterday, my colleague, remember I took on my colleague about the word discharge. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I, not in a bad way, I did try to accuse the state that they are confused about the word discharge there. What is a variation? What is the purpose of having a variation clause in an agreement? I'm asking you both as a lawyer and as a businessman of many years. Yeah, just read first 12.1.
Yeah.
Take your time.
12.1 reads, each party acknowledges that this agreement constitutes the entire complete and exclusive agreement between the parties concerned and concerning the subject matter contained herein. No modification, amendment, consent or discharge in connection with the agreement or its provision shall be binding upon either party unless made in writing and signed by the party so to be charged with the same.
End there. What is the rationale of having such a clause in the agreement? What is its purpose?
It's just cement that this agreement is the entire agreement, the only agreement that is valid between the two parties until that moment, and any change has to be communicated with respect to this particular.
No. What does it, when you say it has to be communicated, how?
In writing, yes.
And? Just look at the agreement. In writing and?
Is it
to be in written form? What is an, is there any other requirement according to 12.1?
Yes.
Which is what?
Not too sure about your question, and it has to be. Yeah, the general is in writing. Yes.
Yeah, but you read for us unless made in writing and signed.
Yeah,
by
and signed by both parties.
Is signing the second requirement then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me then. If you are saying the agreement is what the party agreed upon, is it open for the party or the state in this matter, which is not a party to the agreement, to introduce a requirement that you should inform whoever if something is not, that obligation is not stated in the agreement?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, and is the amendment a termination?
No.
Okay.
It's not a termination.
I'm done, Your Worship, with re-examination.
Yes. It's
and Your Worship, remember, I have referred to a number of documents. Our documents are paginated. I will deliberately will leave them that way until I am done with accused number 5 and 6. And those accused person, I will take about 15 minutes each to read them because...
Yes, that is already on record.
As the court pleases. Yes.
Sir, the court have a question to you. You provided to NAMCO your asset register through your accountant. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
The accountant is generally the one that has the keep the asset register.
But my question is, why did you provide it?
We provided it to NAMCO so that NAMCO verify those assets.
Yes. Any follow-up question on that?
No.
Sir, you may stand down.
Thank you, sir. 3 days, eh?
Your Worship, may I seek leave to call a very quick and short in bill, in physical, but short in evidence also. Mr. Maraki,
just let him pack. Just take your time. Pack up. Yes.
Mr. Namanje is trying to arrange his papers. I hear accused number one would like to use the restroom.
A healthy break, then we are going to take a 10-minute healthy break. Yes.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270.
All eligible Namibian voters who missed out on last year's registration of voters, do not despair. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025 in preparation for the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia encourages all Namibian citizens who reside in local authority areas to register if they meet the requirements. To register, simply bring proof of your identity, age and Namibian citizenship. To register for local authority elections, ensure you have proof of residence for the last 12 months. Not able to prove your residency in a local authority? Don't worry, you can confirm your residency by way of a sworn affidavit at the registration point. A right not exercised is a privilege wasted. Do not neglect your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote. And talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the I.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
En shangwe ki hola ya vulishume peri haina ni mizuzu ya milalu ya selava hile kuyona kuvanala kuli viki ya kaufela sina hane ni mivulele la mavani ikava ya muzeko wa vava tamire ma litava za vuri angelino zea ma kampani ya muvuso kapa namko kia muvuso kapa. Oh, Mike, I'm in a scamonia. And, me man and one of them went, man and Vicky at Taha. Muzeko ukazwe la pili. Kona moni vonera. Kona kuri. Kubaba tele dize. Sepa kuri musweli kui kutwela ze zahala. Mwa kuta ya vome jastret kwanu kwa mlemingi. Vama sule va tele zanga. Mwende kuna nizemu vata kufa. Haiva kutine mtereze. Mwakona kuluswala hausalitezi. Kulivakone kuyokuta. Na uture kuli kuna ni kubava zeksu. Wabava kupire kuisiwa kwa. Kwa mayemelo kwani. Yeni. Kona kuli habaka yokuta. Muzeko ukatozo ila pili.
Kima yemelo ni mainelo.
Ye mine kapa emila alu yes ye baka vakutezi ma kuta.
Mm.
Yen baka vakutezi ma kuta. Mi chiona chwalo.
Mm.
Yen baka vakutezi ma kuta. Mami zuzu ye Sky Fair.
Na mutulewa vana vene vaselirwe mafula ana chisize. kumusala bona.
Mawe. Kaiko.
Quanto? Kwa kavango west.
Ay.
Namaskar yo to ataque. How?
Never is saying neri unyazi.
Alus pakana.
Kona kwa anga mafula kwa veluri.
Fa moriro. Kona kuli vavihi valuna vo anakleta haikera va konle kuyo ekambo tanivona vana baba science
mane kusamiswala falurimi zero kana luyeza vo anakleta vana ni makande lukana luba fanga mizuzunyana
va anakleta vasavuleri silozi
baka vulera masiku angwali sabona nani kana nitoloka kuliko baba utereza baba mbona ba utwa lukana luba fanga mizuzu kuli banalo beheranga litabazengu zewe ziba konele kuna pa kwa likile tizeo yene kuna ni baba ngata baba tereza baba utwa siku angari minilu naluwa utwa wakona kuba faka nako yene sifoku mwiva kwa hayo wakona kumpombata chwa ninge balu tereza kuna balisi Mane kamba ni nihu pozi ni usikalwa anyanda manto. Ma December. Nelu inzi mo nivoma akachempati mo lunosi. Bulele. Ha? Ambafu mani za zilawe simba takuwa vea. Kulibasike vaya. Kuna kulibatune wa inzi kwa kulimaluri ne pula nenera. Kamuze lapili. Nimiswala fela falulimi.
Nikona kuli vana baba vulela kuli kima toho nolo. Hane wakonle kupila. Kasamla ho akusulewa mafula kwa pesa ana chisize. Kona kuli kivo Jacob Kapumburu. Vali moze mashumi ya mane nzelo vapeli. Baba vulela kuli neri fela matoho nolo. Kuri neva pirire domestic attack yene konle kuvatengi kari 22 June 2025 kwa nakulivoka pumburu kiva ya hiva haye ya mayara mwaskriti sa Kavango West neva chile kasamlaho abamsalavona neva vaselire mafula kwa pesa anachisize mwavuloko kapa inge valovezi. En kola kulivuwa na kleta neva yoambo la nivuwa na kwa spatela vasayenzi kwa spatela sa rundu intermediate mi kuti neva vona hala kuelelwa en neva vona hala kuba emotional aneva hupula litava zenezi heza hezi mi seri kukandekela vo anakleta kuli neva zuhire fera kwa murilo mikutilika litalavo na ingeriswedi kuyevu ha mi neva inzi mabutuku boba sakoni kutoloka mi seva hupula kuli mwendi seva shwa kona kuli kiri toho nolo fera la murimu kuli neva konle kupira givona veneva kandeka mi seba zora pili kutolokela va makande au nakuri neva konle kuina mazazi asirezi inge vasachi vakengisavu tuku vone buri vomungata ahululuri ni mihupulo ya kukona ku ni mihupulo ya kukona ku ya kusazi vakuli kiri lama manyi famvili wavona zene konle kuchisiwa ki mafula au. Mi valume la kulikuti mwendi seapalo sene vatinile mwana koyo hava selwa mafula. Neskonle kuvasileleza kwa neskonle kusileleza lila mazengwi za famu vili wavona kuli ziske zacha. Mi vavulela kuli vasau tuavu tuku mamlala wavona meto hamo cholo nitoho ni maheta avona asa utwa ahulu butuku me bavulela kuli butuku bwa havako nku butoloka kono vai tumela kuri kachenules vakuona kuvurera ni kucha. Vakensaringa ka ni maoki vava konle kuvava valera. Kona kuri mapokola vabu lezi kuri vomsala vona vanivona vava na iliri moze mashumi ya mane nzelo vaperi. Vasa va, nevata mirwe kasamla ho keza haloye. Mimane nevaizo yema ni kuyema makuta. Ya vo meja street kwa rundu. Mivatalimani ni koto ya kuvata kubulaya. Mivasainzi mastoksi sama pokola. Ensha.
Ensha.
Yee.
Mulumere mzuhire. Mzuhire.
Mzuhire mzuhire chwan.
Ya, kiru navala harika.
Ensha.
Ensha.
Kiba fiva?
Oh, manalisa.
Asalambala.
Kiwa njenja mava.
Oh, nenu upala kuli mwendi ya kimino.
Oh.
Nesi mazazi ya hamulufu mani mazazi ya. Malo vatanga.
Ah, mani mazazi na nikuzize.
Oh.
Mawai mani ni miu puzima ase.
Aho.
Miu puzima ase. Chala shaa niyo chiganga na kukere nilaka.
Oh, mazazi ya kuna nikuta ye matanga fa famwa ya waluna. Ni court case ye ya va Namco corruption case. Ni kona kuli luke nanga fela famoya hava ingecho anava vangireka pomoloka mizuzunyana. Kona alunz famoya kapa manene muske malufumana.
Okay.
Eni.
Andikum sevezi.
Eni. Eni.
Ah, oh, tata.
Mwukande kela ni?
Doma analisa. Akuna wanda. Nazeo zelo utona koo. Sinyi wana hayalu na hayalu. Sa aziba kulinuna. Isi la sinyi afaki wafi. Unabisho olivo. Ah, waipa mata.
Mwana mibia munani mashiringi.
Oh, esikuwa zani mibia kule. Mina lufu mire mina.
Eni.
Tani biya una ni mali. Kufuma lufumile mane na hae chule. Ona vatu vava isifa pata va. Ah. Hapa yuli mwende kiseri vava. Yuli mwende kiseri vava. Yuli mwende kiseri vava hulu wa hulu. Ah. Yuli mwende vava nchaluri. Oto tali na mabuka. Kila mabuka yefani kwa na vava toso wala mashuri.
Kaeko?
Mabuka lo. If I'm not mistaken, it was around 10.
10 years ago.
Barala uzoma kopawa.
Oh, ina nilutu leli kandeleo mavani.
Kwenye vaizengu?
Kwenye wa uzoma kopawa yazi.
Mwenye wa uzoma kopawa na va uzoma kopawa. Vaha vuo na vao. Mengira.
Au.
Kashima ni wao.
Kwenye wa uzema kopa waya kai?
Kwa wabu
kalo. Muzea kwa wawu na kolo kala vonje njema.
Oo.
Eni.
Luka avonana kantina kwa hiyo.
Luka avonana.
Mure na mene terebe.
Shangwe.
Nisha. Bye. Encha, kona kutiseluka velu kutire kwa muzea kwa wawu na kolo kala. Kubona na kulibene babataku yoyema kereva yoyema. Mi wazwe la pili.
Names for the record.
Malaki anatangwe lindi.
Mr. Lamanje.
Yes, Mr. Erindi, leave the documents for now. Please, for the court to hear what you are saying, my colleagues, the state, everybody, speak up please. Just keep that in mind. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, where were you born? Your Worship, first of all, let me hand up another document like in respect of Peter Erindi on, and I have made an undertaking in respect of properties. If the state, we will be making all copies in relation to accused, the second applicant's asset
movable property and companies and provide a pack to the state if need be.
Your Worship.
Same procedure as in relation to Peter Erindi, Your Worship.
We can proceed.
Yes. Now, where were you born?
I was born in Etontele, village in Oshkoto region, and I was born and raised there.
Oshkoto, is it where close to where they produce potatoes or somewhere else?
Where we have a lot of potatoes.
Okay. Omuntere, you say?
Omuntere, yes.
And what is your relationship to to the first applicant, accused number five, Peter Erindi?
He's my brother and business partner.
Biological brother?
Same father, same mother.
Okay. And your relationship to accused number six, Lydia Erindi?
Is my wife.
Okay.
She's my wife.
And do you have kids?
Yeah. I'm a father of five kids, and I have spouses.
You have?
Spouses.
Spouses? What do you mean, spouses?
I have two wives, yes.
You have two wives?
Yes.
Who is another wife? In addition to Lydia Erindi?
Albertina Yambosh, but she's at the north.
Okay. Mm. Now, and you have five kids, you said?
Yes. Which of three of them are minors. And the one of them, unfortunately, is 10 years old, which is now we have to ask the family friend to stay with because both parents are now in custody.
Okay, those three are staying. Where are you staying?
I'm residing in number 16 Lessing Street in Kleinwinduk, and the two boys are now in the bonding school, mm-hmm. but one is at home, but now the parents, both parents are in custody.
Now, this aspect, when were you arrested?
I was arrested on the 9th.
Where?
On the
9th of July.
Where were you arrested?
At my residence at number 16 Lessing Street.
How did it come that you were arrested? How did it happen? Who... Did somebody show up, you were called, and you stayed away? How did it happen? That's what I mean.
Yeah, actually, first of all, before the arrest happened, I received a call from the tenant at my property in 42 Papahayan Road mm-hmm. that there are police there looking for me. Apparently, they didn't know that I live in 16 Lessing Street.
Yeah.
And then...
So you were called, being alerted that on another property of yours, you are being sought.
Yeah, they are looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were informed that I'm not living there, so I'm living in number 16 Lessing Street. Mm-hmm. Then I think after 2 hours or so, three, that's when they show up at 16 Lessing Street.
Who are they when you say they showed up?
I was informed is anti-corruption official, and I guess together with my B... police.
How many were they?
I think more than 15.
More than 15?
I think so.
Okay. And when they came there?
We have CCTV camera, actually. We saw them outside, mm-hmm. and they ring the bell. And my wife went to greet them. And just to add that... my wife supposed to bring the kids because they were staying at the north because it was a holiday.
Uh-huh.
So they were supposed to come on Saturday. But we heard already from the grapevine that they want to arrest me. So she decided to drive on Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock to arrive at 5 in the morning.
Sir, when you testify, can you just breathe? Just
okay.
Okay, so I know...
Just, your worship.
Yes, just breathe. The court is taking shorthand.
Okay, yes. Sir. This is very, very important. Prior to that, the ACC agents arriving to your house, you said there is something in relation to the children and that you have heard from a grapevine that you were...
They are looking for me. They want to arrest me.
Okay. And what happened in relation to what you were telling the court?
No, just
in relation to the children.
Yeah, in relation to the children. So they arrive, and when they arrive, the children were sleeping.
Did your wife go and get the children?
Oh, yeah. My wife went to the gate.
The children. You said the children were in the north. Oh, where were they?
On Monday, the previous, like 2 days before the Wednesday of the 9th.
Yes. You were arrested on Wednesday,
yes,
the 9th.
On the 9th of July.
Okay.
My wife and the kids were in the north.
Which day?
Around, let's say, I was arrested on the 9th.
Yeah.
The 7th or the 6th, my wife was not in Windhoek.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's what I want to say.
Okay. And on the 9th, the ACC agents arrived at your house around what time?
Around 9:30 to 10.
In the morning?
Yes.
And?
And my wife went to them, and they said they want to speak to both of us.
You and your wife?
Yes.
Just slow down.
At that point, where were the children?
They were sleeping.
Okay. How many are there again, just for the record?
For the one that are in Windhoek are...
the one that were sleeping.
Three? Yes.
Okay. Yes, they asked, ACC agents asked to speak to both you and your wife, and?
And my wife came back and said the officer, they want to speak to us, and then we allowed them to come in the house, and we went to the sitting room.
Yeah.
Then they start...
Just give the code. Yes?
Then they inform us that we are under arrest, and they start telling us those sections without details.
Just hang on. You said there were about 15. You are not sure. But do you remember a particular officer by name who said you are under arrest?
I cannot really remember his name.
Okay. But both of you were told you were under arrest.
Yes.
Prior to that, you said you have heard from Grapevine that you will be arrested or you were about to be arrested. Did you expect or hear your wife being sought to be arrested?
It wasn't clear, but the information was the member of a particular company, Anyeka Clearing, which I know is only me and my wife.
Okay. And?
So then we informed them to just dress up because it's winter time.
Yeah.
Of which the officer accompanied us one by one to the room. Because
when you were getting dressed?
Yes. They said we cannot
dress. Let me just clarify it. You were in a sitting room in your house.
Yes.
They informed you that you are getting arrested.
Yes.
And you asked, because it's called to get dressed properly.
Yes, sir.
And what did you say?
They said we can't go both of us to our room. They have to escort us individually. The female has to escort my wife.
Yeah.
First, she finished dressing, and then the male escorting me to the room to dress.
Okay, you get dressed.
Yes.
Okay, let me. After you were informed you were arrested, what again did they communicate to you? And in particular, asking, did they tell you exactly why you are being arrested, both of you?
No, apart from just saying you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
And then talking about...
But to remain silent is to remain silent on something. Did they tell you that something?
No, no, sir. Not specific.
What did they say?
They only read those sections.
What are those sections? Sections from which?
From the Anti-Corruption Act, I guess.
Okay. So they didn't...
About what?
The offense section, like section 35 or section...
Oh, so in other words, they just listed sections,
yes,
saying sections.
You are arrested under arrest according to section 35 of the Anti-Corruption.
Okay. You are arrested in accordance to section 35 for arrested.
Yes.
But then they told you have a right to remain silent.
Yes.
But now, Do you know on what they expected you to say something if they didn't tell you in detail what you did?
I have no idea, sir.
Did they give you a reason why they could not say you bribed somebody or you are a public servant, you abused your office or you did this and that? Do you know why they did not tell that in the language you understand?
I have no idea, sir.
Okay. And then you both dressed up and?
Yes, and then they inform us that I'm going to the police station in town and my wife should be taken to Kleinwindu police station.
Okay. Did they advise you at the arrest? What triggered the arrest on the 9th? Why is it not to the next day? Why is it not in September? Why did it not happen in January? Did they say, give the reason why suddenly you are being arrested?
No, sir.
Did they suggest that they fear that you will run away?
No, sir. They didn't suggest that.
Did they accuse you of interfering with investigation?
No, sir.
Did they give any particular reason in relation to their investigation which shows that if you are not arrested, their investigation is going to be compromised or prejudiced? Did they?
No, sir.
But now, if they didn't tell you why you were why there was a need and necessity to arrest you, did you know why you had to be arrested?
I have no idea. Because I even actually, I even asked them, is there no way they can wait for my legal representative to be present so that we can go to the anti-corruption? And they say no.
They said no to your legal practitioner coming.
They say they have no time to wait for that.
Okay. Now, make me understand. Did they say they are done with investigation, therefore the trial will happen, you must be taken to court? Did they say why their investigation should progress from investigation in their offices and in their field into court?
No, sir.
Okay. What happened to the three kids?
Until the time we were taken out of the house, they were sleeping. Until today, they don't know what happened to their parents.
No. But that day, so you did not notify your kids?
We didn't have a chance.
But did you advise these officers that there were kids in the house?
Yes.
Yes, you were then taken to police stations.
Yes.
When were you charged?
I was charged the next day, on Thursday the 10th.
Do you know who charged you?
Cannot remember the name, but we were at that place 10 kilometers away from the international airport, Jose Akutago.
Okay. Now, remember, now, did yesterday my colleague says that they may add some other charges? Remember, he said that yesterday in court. You were present.
Yes, sir.
Now, were you told why, if they want to investigate some other offenses, if you did, why you were being prematurely arrested?
No, sir.
Okay. At the time when you were being charged, what did they tell you? Let's forget about what this section they listed, meaningless listing of section. Let's talk about when you were being charged at that place 10 kilometers from the airport. Did they now tell you what exactly did you do? A crime?
No, sir. They only asked me if I have any comment, and I say I don't have, and they also admit it's my right.
But comment on what? I thought you said they didn't tell you exactly what offense you committed.
That's why I informed them that I cannot comment anything.
But so, what did they tell you? Take us through what, when they were charging you, what happened?
They were still repeating the section, Your Worship, of the Anti-Corruption Act.
But sir, with greatest respect, now, how how does it work? Now, when you are asked to comment on something you were not told, is that helpful? Was that helpful?
It will not help anything, sir.
If they said to you, and they made these allegations they are saying in the charge sheet against you, that is from count 43, your worship, to count 53. If they sat with you at your house, or even at the time they were charging you, would you have easily just tell them your position?
Exactly, sir.
Were you given that opportunity?
No, sir.
It's bad. Now, but do you know the reason why there is this concealment at the time of arrest and charging?
I have no idea, sir.
Okay. Of course, then you appeared in court.
Yes, sir.
You have heard the state saying that it is objecting to bail. Amongst others, you will run away. You have heard that?
Yes, sir.
Will you run away?
I will not run away for many reasons. Number one, there are three that is outstanding. My dignity, my family, and my properties.
But do you have a place to run to?
I have no place to run. In fact, I never commit a crime, not even a mini one. It's a ticket offense for 52 years old. So I'm 52 years old now. And I never also stay outside this country for more than 30 days.
But there is a suggestion, apparently Namibian borders are just open. Do you have any business to walk into any country? I don't know which country the state is referring to.
I'm not aware of the border just open because there are patrols in these countries.
But let's say you got close to Oshikango. Do you have any reason to go to Angora?
I think it was just fair that before my arrest, I arrived also, I was also at the north. Maybe I also forget to mention that. Mm-hmm. I was at the north. I just arrived on Monday, the 7th of mm-hmm. July, from the north. Mm-hmm. I was 60 kilometers away from Angora border. So there was a good chance, and I was already hearing these things, there was a good chance for me to go into Angora, rather than coming to Vindhuk where I can be arrested.
But now, you have had evidence in this court what the problem appeared to be, including allegation that Enecon didn't pay. Do you have any fear whatsoever these charges?
I have no fear, and I'm ready to face this to clear my name and my reputation.
In fact, is there any shame or any inconvenience in explaining to court and to all and sundry your role in this matter?
No, sir.
If they need information, are you prepared to tender to the state to say, look, maybe you don't understand. Are you prepared, being assisted by your lawyers, and explain this transaction freely, with time sitting wherever, if they think it's a crime?
I have no objection.
And if that offer was made by the ACC before you were arrested, would you have cooperated?
I will have cooperated and explained better than to come and explain it to the court.
Okay. Now let's talk about your personal. Do you have a passport?
Yes, I have a passport, and I hand it over to my legal representative. In the event that the state needs the passport, they can access it anytime. Okay. And I only have one.
Okay. Do you have a problem if the court, and I'm saying if the court grants you bail to and the condition that you hand it over to the police and that you must not apply for further any other documents, do you have any problem with that?
I have no problem, sir.
If the court grants you bail and say report in yourself to ACC and you must not interfere in any way with investigation, would you comply?
I will comply by all means.
We do not know when, because it appears the trial is not ready, but assuming the trial will take place in August, sometime in this country it will wait for 5 years, or in 5 years, would you come back to court to respond to these charges?
I'm ready to come back to court any time of the day.
Okay. Now, where are your parents?
My parents are deceased, both of them, the father and the mother.
Okay, do you have a house in the north?
Yes.
Where?
In Onipa constituency.
Onipa constituency.
Yeah, but it's on the side of Oshikoto region again.
Okay, in other words, it's Onipa, but in Oshikoto region.
Yes.
Or do you have siblings?
Yes. Four siblings, including the accused person, Peter Elindi.
No. Okay, and are they out of the country or in Namibia?
They are all in Namibia.
Okay. And you have spoken about your spouses. Now, education-wise, did you ever go to school?
Yeah, fortunately, yes. I have a diploma in business administration through the IUM, that is called International University of Management,
yeah.
And also a certificate in business management through Stellenbosch.
Okay. Now, the state is saying, you said you have about three considerations why, in addition to the fact you want to protect yourself, and you also referred to your properties here.
Yes.
Look at the document I have given you to run through. Let's start at page 2 with properties. I see there is 11850 Ochuarongo. Whose property is that?
My property, sir.
Speak up, please.
Yeah, it's my property.
And the corresponding... let me make it clear. Who prepared this document for your legal practitioner?
My accountant.
Okay, but in the other on the right hand side, what is that? Is that the value of the property or what?
Far right, or is it asset value?
No, not far right. It's written liabilities.
Yeah.
So on asset, what is that? Is that value or what?
The value, yes.
Okay. Okay, so whose property is that?
It's my property.
In your own name?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a title deed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If the state want to verify, do you have any objection to verify with your legal practitioner?
I have no objection, sir.
Okay. Then it's written 2x2 wrote out plots. What's that?
Yeah, it's a plots that I have. One is you can call it maybe a mini farm. I used to have goats there, which are no more there. I saw them last year.
Okay, but for context. This Oshuarongo property, when was it obtained? When did you acquire it?
Around 2018.
Okay. That is before this dream offered to Enercon by Namco.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 2x wrote out plots, you said you used to, there are mini farms, you said.
Yeah, mini farms.
But in wrote out, how do you have is it an allocation you have, is it a certificate, is it a title deed? What does one have?
It's just a council allocation, they don't have a title deed.
Council, is a settlement, yeah. Is it a settlement?
It's a settlement.
Okay, but do you have documentation if the state want to verify?
Yeah, the letter from the council is there.
Okay. Is that, which council is that?
Town council, or it's not a town council, council office.
Is it a village council or settlement? I'm not too sure. Okay, fine. Then it says 2 Ondangwa property, what's that? After wrote out? Two times, yes.
The one is in Onipa town council.
Yeah, oh, so it's not Ondangwa necessarily.
Yeah, no, and the other one is really in Ondangwa.
Okay, well, it's fine. The record will indicate it's fine. Are they directly yours or in a corporate entity?
No, they are in my name.
Again, if the state want to verify, do you have any problems?
I have documentation to prove.
Okay, then 329 Dolphin, I am not too sure whether the name is correct. Beach Office Bay?
Yeah, it's also an L office, not a fixed properties, the ELF in Varfis Bay that I obtained last year in 2024, or the end of 2023.
You obtained in?
End of 2023 to
24. Okay, and is it in your own name?
Yes.
Okay. And 398 Wanahenda?
It's a property in Wanahenda that obtained in 2018, between 2017-2018.
Okay. Oh, again, it's before this transaction?
Yes.
When I say this transaction, this I'm referring now to Namco because...
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's an objection, actually. Instead of suggesting the answer to the witness, may it be asked to the witness in relation to what? Instead of him giving the answer to the witness and the witness just confirming. Because he has the document and he's the owner of the property. I think he can take us through the document without suggestive questions being put to him.
Your Worship, it's fine. Maybe it's just because, remember, Your Worship, honestly,
yeah.
It's a document, 2008. I just wanted to complete. Everybody knows.
Take note of it.
Exactly. I just wanted to move fast because 2018 is before 2022. But anyway, I will do it. Then, 4078 extension on Guediva. Whose house is that? Or property is that?
It's my property, sir.
In your name?
Yes, sir.
Around when did you acquire it?
This one, I think, is between the end of 2022 to 2023 with a loan from Benguinduk.
Okay. 4225? Komazda?
Komazda, yes. This one, I obtained it around 2018.
Okay.
Is it in your own name?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry, Your Worship.
Your Worship, sorry.
To ask.
It's in order.
42A, Hochland Park?
Yes, that one is was obtained in 2015 mm-hmm. with a payment from Development Bank.
What do you mean a payment?
I mean
a loan or a
payment? A loan.
Okay. 42B, Hochland Park?
2016, bonded by FNB.
Okay. 6114 Four Island Rocky Crest?
My first property I obtained in 2004.
Your first one, what do you mean?
My first house that I obtained in
2004. The first fixed property.
The first fixed property land I obtained in 2004.
Okay, no, but I see you indicated Benguinduk. What does that mean?
It means I took a mortgage against the property to start building the house that's written Okanenge. Maybe the property is in the list.
You took a loan to start building? Just clarify to court.
To start building the property that is indicated Okanenge, if you go in the list.
Okay, no, I don't understand. So are you saying you took a loan over the, you bonded that property, what
yes.
do you mean? For purposes of?
Of building the other one.
Oh, another property.
Yes.
So you used that property, a bond, and then build another property. Is that what you are trying to tell
yes.
the court?
Yes.
And that property you said is the one written, Your Worship, just at the, maybe skipping one, is the one you said, Okanenge, on
yes.
downward.
Yes, that's to start with that.
Okay.
What is the number?
Your Worship, just from the same property, 6114 Rocky Crest, the one I was dealing with,
yeah.
you just skip BV yeah. Investment. Okanenge, yes. Then, what is BV Investment? Marakia Elindi Family
Trust. Before Mr. Namanje,
yes.
when you are at Okanenge, is Okanenge also in your own name?
Yeah, Okanenge is a communal land. It's not having a title deed.
Oh, so earlier when, just for court, because in law it's different, earlier when you say to build a Okanenge, which is in communal, you are actually talking about the improvement.
Improvement, yes.
On the customary land.
On the customary land.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Your Worship, may I then go back to BV Investment?
Yes.
What is BV Investment?
It's my current resident, that is number 16 Lessing Street.
It's written Marakia Elindi Family Trust. What? Is that a trust?
Yes, it's a PTY.
Yes,
and the trust is the call it like a director.
A trust can never be a director.
It's the owner. Let's say in the PTY.
Oh, and the owner is called the shareholder.
A shareholder.
Okay, let me just ask. So BV Investment is a private company.
Yes.
And then you are trying to tell the court that a trust called Malakia Erindi Family Trust,
yes,
is the member, is the, yes, shareholder in that company.
Yes.
Okay. Who is the are the beneficiaries of that trust?
Myself, my wife, and the kids.
Uh-huh. Okay. One of my colleagues apparently want to know which wife. I don't know why.
I don't know whether it's relevant, but
it doesn't. It's not relevant, honestly. Yes, proceed. Plot number one in Ondonga Village, Onipa.
Yes.
Okanenge, Your Worship, he has already explained.
Yes.
Yes. Plot number one, Ondonga.
Yeah, these are the plot also in the communal land that I obtained in 2023.
2023.
Yes.
Again, there is a name village Onipa. Is that in which region is that?
Noshikoto, on the side of Noshikoto region.
Okay. Then Unit 34, Komasdal.
Unit 34, I bought it the same year with one agenda that we covered. It's 2018.
2018.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to ask you whether it's before or after. It's clear. Then let's go to Bonsec Investment CC 174. It's written 50 members interest. What is that?
Yes, it's the office where Enecon.
Yes, from plot one, you left plot two and plot unit 34.
I know, Your Worship, I asked them together because I in the interest of time, I just said plot one and two.
Okay.
Or are they both in Onipa? Oshikoto region. You see, just those ones that you told the court that you bought them in plot,
yeah,
one and plot two.
Yeah, they are both there.
Is it communal land?
Communal land, yes.
Town. Is it town or communal land?
It's a communal land.
Okay. May I proceed then, Your Honor?
You can.
I'm moving now to the corporate entities.
Yes.
Bonsec Investment 174.
Yes, it's a property that we own, both me and Peter Elindi, 50-50.
Oh, is it in a CC?
Yes.
Okay. When was it acquired, if you remember?
2013.
2014. 2013,
2014.
2013.
Yes.
Then Bonsec Investment 175?
They are the same. They are just next to each other.
Again, when was it acquired?
2013-2014.
Zest Investment CC?
Zest Investment
City Heights Unit 8.
Yeah, Unit 8 is also the property we have, both me and Peter Elindi.
Around when?
Around 2016-2017.
Okay. Kinifol 77 Independence Avenue?
It's also the property that we have, both me and Peter Elindi, around 2018-2019.
Ombiri Health Clinic Pty Limited and ERF 6127 and 6128 and equipment?
Ombiri is a clinic, the health clinic, mm-hmm, that we... me and Peter Elindi obtained in 2016 with a bond from Development Bank.
Okay. And is that clinic operational?
Yeah, still operational.
Okay. Then we move to motor vehicles.
What's your total now assets?
The
total assets.
The
value.
What is the value set around there?
73,975,549.
And liabilities against it?
19,229,943.
Okay. May I proceed,
Your Worship? You can proceed.
Then motor vehicles, to start 2013 Ford Ranger?
Yes. Luckily, the year is already indicated. It's 2013. I bought it 2013.
You still keep it?
Yes.
I'll come buy it. I need one. Sorry. 2005 Mitsubishi Air-Trek?
Yeah, that one is also indicating the year that it was bought. I still keep it.
2005?
Yes, sir.
Caterpillar ELB backloader?
This one is for 2023, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But it can indicate because I bought it with an account that I put money one by one until I complete the amount with the window. So there is evidence for that.
Okay. A trailer?
Trailer 2023 also.
Okay. Haval. Then it's written bang window, VAF. I don't know what that means.
Yes, it's a vehicle that I bought with the bondage from bang window. It's one of my wife.
One of?
My wife. It's my wife's car.
Oh, you bought for the wife?
Yes.
Okay. But does that mean that bank window was involved in a purchase or what?
Yes, it's a high purchase.
Okay. Good man you are. 2023 BMW?
That's my car.
It's written bank window VAF. What does it mean?
It's a bond. I mean, it's a high purchase.
Okay.
With bank window.
2022 Land Rover, it's written Rover. What is that, bank window?
Supposed to be a Range Rover.
Yeah.
For my wife, who's also an accused here. Okay. I bought it in 2022 November.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trade-in.
Yeah.
With another car that was bought in 2019. So the deposit for the trading is the one that we use, then the bank financed the rest of the money.
Okay. The court reminded me about around the value of those properties. What is the value there?
Yes, it's the BV investment is for my current...
No. After the, like you did with respect
oh,
to...
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, Your Worship. The asset amount is 5.5 million.
And the liability against those assets?
3,073,000.
Okay, then we move to household content, furniture, fittings, and other things. I don't want to waste time. What is the total value in those three named properties?
9.3 million.
Then we go to members' interest, G shareholdings. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Then it says bank window shares. What is that?
It's the share that you can buy through Capricorn Investments. I have 700 ordinary shares.
Oh, does it? Is this on stock exchange or what?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so it's a public list. Is it a public listed company?
Yes, sir.
Bank window. Oh. Okay. Enecon sale of shares?
Yeah, the Enecon sale of share, it's the, when we sell Enecon in 2023, February, I think.
Yeah.
The new shareholders,
okay,
they did not pay it up in full.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's why it's indicated again, still,
okay,
until today.
No, it's fine. Sorry. Zoya Minor CC, 45 members interest. What is that?
It's a mining company I'm a member. It's a CC. I'm a member with 45%.
What is a mining company? What is the asset in that?
The asset are EPLs, exploration license.
In what miner?
In uranium, uranium, copper, and other minerals.
Okay, maybe I forgot. Beng Windhoek shares, when were they acquired?
Around 2016,
2017. Okay. Zoya Mineral, let me maybe make it clear. When you say EPLs,
yes, sir.
How did the company obtain EPLs?
In order for the company to obtain EPL, the member has to apply through the Ministry of Mines and Energy and pay for the geologist in order to map the area that they are, area of interest where the EPL has to be.
So, in other words, are you saying you the company applied to get EPLs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this something available to any members of the public to do if you so wish?
Yes, like if I have to say something, why I was also at pain for the timing of the arrest. I was just on the verge to sign an agreement with the investor on the EPL 8289 of a uranium EPL.
You say you were at pain. What do you mean at the arrest? Why are you saying
that? I say the timing of the arrest. I mean, should maybe the state could have waited for another 2 weeks while they are making copies. I could have been able to sign that
agreement. No. It's not even a matter of laughing. Yes. It's a serious matter. Yeah. It's a serious matter. Yeah. Yes. What are you saying?
I said should they have waited for another 30 days, I could have maybe finished signing the agreement with the investor.
Okay, what was the transaction going to be worth? And what is signing up the investor? The investor to do what?
To becoming part, selling the rights or within the EPL.
Mm-hmm.
You can normally sell a right within the EPL,
mm-hmm.
and then the investor can assist in start drilling to find the actual minerals in that EPL.
Okay, let me just understand. How I told the gallery that it's not even a joke. And now, the investor, when you say to start drilling, is it an economic activity? Is it a business undertaking?
There's a business undertaking. We already signed the first letter of undertaking, LOI,
mm-hmm.
with an investor. And now they wanted just to finalize the documentation and that for them to list it in their country stock exchange.
Okay. And if they were to drill, is it something, can that, how does it, at your personal level, does it advantage you, does it benefit you, and to the country, does it benefit the country?
It benefits me and the country because, I mean, there is even a documentation that is already listed for the people that can able to see. It's not even like hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Clarify exactly how much they should have buy mm-hmm. into the CC mm-hmm. and the progress to start drilling.
Would there have been any employment during the drilling and activities of the investor through your company?
As far as I know, they already even employed two people. I cannot say employ, give employment to two people.
Mm-hmm.
They were conducting this business through the law firm, I think, Inkling and Streeter.
Mm-hmm.
And they also ask a geologist in the cost to do a geologist has to drill to do a, they call it let me just get the name have to write a report, a technical report.
Okay. But were you going to be completely out if they buy interest in the?
No, sir.
Okay.
And when
I say you, it's you and your brother.
Yes. We were supposed to hold 70% again.
Oh.
I mean 30%. It's only 70% that we were.
Okay, for the investor.
For the investor.
Okay, who's?
Get to USAFE today, where every penny counts. 2.5 kilos champion super maize meal, just $34.99. 2 kilograms sugar cane with white sugar, just $39.99. 750 grams of U-Brand mayonnaise, a bargain at $32.99. U-Brand peanut butter, just $28.99 for 400 grams. 750 millimeters of Wright brand sunflower oil, only $28.99. You save. your low-budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa mine uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamwili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, oma felane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM, lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually... To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.